There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Okay, well, people are always like, you know, how do I live longer? Dahlia, I want to live longer. All right? And, you know, you'll go, all right, we'll stay in school. Like, no. I want to live longer. Do I take vitamin D? Do I get my prostate checked? No. There's a study in the latest medical news saying just stay in school. Staying in school not only has financial advantages, but they say it has health advantages. They say a new study estimates that more than 145,000 deaths per year could be averted in the United States if everyone who didn't finish high school actually had finished high school instead. That estimate, they say, is on par with the number of deaths that could be avoided each year if all U.S. smokers were to quit smoking. So now they're saying staying in school may be even healthier and safer than quitting smoking. They say in public health policy, we focus on changing health behaviors like diet, smoking, and drinking. What about school? According to study co-author Virginia Chang, an associate professor of public health at New York University Steinhardt School of Culture, Education, and Human Development, better known as PNASCHD. She says, those are the acronyms. She says, education, which is a more fundamental upstream driver of health behaviors and disparities, should also be a key element of U.S. health policy. Remember I told you guys that my kid made the honor roll? Yeah, Brock made the honor roll. Oh, he's such a good boy. I know he made the honor roll. I'm like, you better roll that tissue right over here so I could give you lots of gizzies. I was so proud of him. But, you know, I told him, I go, you know, you being on the honor roll actually does start to, you know, have you in line of scholastic success and possibly even work success. Wasn't there a study talking about honor roll and, you know, if you got on the honor roll when you were a kid, you're going to be more successful in the outside world with jobs? You know, because if they have that type of work ethic, you know, where they're going to bust their butt to do their arithmetic and their, I don't know, their slide rule or whatever the hell I did back in the day, you know, then you're going to make it through school. You're not going to waver. You're not going to, cringe at the sign of hard work when you got to bust a move, you know, in the business world. And so I think I see how that's an issue. And then, okay, you get a job, you get a good paying job. Hopefully you get insurance, you get health insurance, you get sick leave. You have more. It makes sense. You know, they say money doesn't buy happiness, but I got to tell you, having a job is way healthier than not having a job. They say people with higher levels of education may live longer for many reasons, including that they tend to have higher incomes, healthier behaviors, and better psychological well-being. Now, remember, I'm an MD. Do I sound like I'm psychologically well-bent? Do I? For the study, the researchers followed more than 1 million people between 1986 and 2006, looking at their education levels and death rates. They also used information from people born in 1925, 1935, and 1945 to see how education levels affected death rates over time. They estimated that in 2010, 145,000 deaths would have been averted if people who didn't finish high school earned a GED or a high school degree, and an additional 110,000 deaths could have been averted if people who started college but dropped out instead went back to earn a bachelor's degree. They found that between 1925 and 1945, death rates fell among people of all education levels, but fell much faster among people with college degrees. As a result, the gap in mortality rates among people of different education levels grew over time. Unless these trends change, the mortality attributable to low education will continue to increase. Okay. They also say it's not only that you're getting health insurance, but they say people that are in the workforce are going to be more inclined to do vigorous exercise. And you know, you wonder about that. I mean, me, I do a little workout. I do about a 20-minute workout before I go to work, and then I do a 30-minute workout later that night, maybe 40 minutes, sometimes an hour. And, I mean, I don't have time in the day to do all that, but I force myself to do it because when I stopped for a few years, I gained too much weight. So I had to go back to, like, really, really heavy. Well, actually, I didn't stop. I went to, like, only 20, 30 minutes of exercise a day, and I blew up 30, 40 pounds. So my body just has to have high exercise or I just get fat. It's just the way it is, and it stinks. You know, now some of you are like, wait a second, I'm 55 years old and I have a high school education. Should I just now take some classes like, you know, English 101? You know, will that help my life? Help my longevity? I don't know if it works like that. I don't know. All right, but stop for a second. Let's just take a look. Just take a slice of the pie. Just, you know, a coronal cut here of the CT. And let's take a look and see what is it that professionals are doing. Okay, so you got the dentist, you got the doctor, you got the businessman, you got the, I don't know, manager, whatever. All right, well, they're getting up in the morning at the same time. There's a routine. Remember we talked about how these centenarians, these people living past 100, they have a routine? They get up, even if they're not working, they get up same time of day. Have that same cup of coffee. Do that same walk. Have very similar compositions of their food. So one thing I see, which is a biggie, is routine. People that work of higher education and have a job, they're basically up every morning at 5, 6 o'clock on the dot. Maybe that's something, if you're in between work or, you know, you don't fall under the quote-unquote higher education category, maybe start getting yourself on that routine. You're in between jobs. You still wake up at 5, 6 in the morning. You still do that routine. You still exercise. You still do work. But a lot of times when we're on, you know, we're on vacation or we're underemployed, you know, we sleep in. I don't blame you. You know, you sleep in. You're like, yeah, maybe I'll go to the gym. Maybe I won't. You start to get depressed. You start to maybe do more hobbies, but you have to. You know, the other thing, too, is, you know, even on vacation, you notice a lot of these people, they don't just sleep. They play hard. Even on vacation. So maybe that's what it is. It's playing hard, working out hard. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. What? Oh, okay, sorry. There's some commercial going on in the background of my computer. Whew! I gotta be careful. I wanna make sure there's nothing like, you know, bad words coming up. I could be in big trouble with that. Okay. I think I got all my volumes down. My kid watches YouTube videos also on my computer, so I gotta be very careful, especially if you hear a blonde go, "Oh, you are so sexy." Alright, gotta make sure none of that stuff is playing on my computers. I got a very interesting email. I can't really read it verbatim because there's some words you're not supposed to read on air. But basically, let me just give you guys the gist because I want to talk about this for a quick second. Apparently, somebody was at work and they were joking around with the guys, and one of the managers was kind of around in the vicinity so he could hear them all joke around. And I guess they were joking around, and some guy said, "So I did this, and I did this, and did this," and the other guy goes, "Oh my gosh, you are such a and it's a three-letter F word that was used a lot in the 80s, okay, people would call each other F.A. blanks, okay? And it was a term that is condescending to homosexuals, and it's a term that was used a lot more frequently in the past, but now absolutely a no-no. It should have been a no-no back then, but people said it all the time. You know, people would say, oh, you know, you're so gay, you quit being gay, that's so gay. Even though they weren't even talking about homosexuality, but they were talking about, I mean, they were, you know, they would be throwing that term. So when the guy's giggling and they're all laughing and hooting and hollering, he goes, oh my gosh, you're such a blank, whatever. Manager heard. Manager fired him. Now, to try to save his job, okay, he went to the people that he was telling the joke to, going, look, I mean, did I insult anybody? I mean, please, if I did, I'm gonna, let me make an apology. Let me apologize. Let me do, you know, and everybody that was involved listening was like, I didn't even know you said it. I didn't hear you said it. I'm fine with you coming back. And apology accepted, but I had no idea you said that to me. I'm fine. I'm not insulted. And he wrote saying they won't give him his job back. And, of course, he's, you know, why if there's no liability if the co-workers are not pressing charges? That he was joking and he said the three-letter F word. And, you know, again, this is something that apparently we as adults and kids aren't having the conversation of. Remember I told you guys that we're almost going in a direction that's going to be worse for race relations, for gender relations, sexual relations, etc., sexual orientation relations. Sexual relations are still doing pretty good, it sounds like. Because if people don't talk, if we don't have these conversations about race and sexual orientation, people are going to be saying the wrong things, okay? Because they don't know that the world has changed. Wasn't it Jonah Hill that called somebody the F-A-G word? Which, again, not appropriate by any means. But he used it like people used it, you know, decades before. And, I mean, he had to apologize like crazy. Now, nobody did a boycott of his movies or anything like that. But, you know, you're going to be fired for something like that. You know, I tell these kids, these high schoolers and stuff, you know, look, I know you guys are listening to rap songs, and I know these rap songs have the N-word, but you can't say it, okay? You can't say that, even if it's in a song that you bought, okay? So be careful. This is nobody's talking about that. Everyone's like, well, we don't want to talk about it because we don't want to insult anybody. Well, somebody better have some sort of conversation about it, because otherwise, like this listener here that wrote me, he's out of a job. Because he said a word he grew up with, which, again, was inappropriate, but he had no idea that while joking around, right, and verbally smacking his colleagues around while they're giving each other crap could lose his job, possibly future career. Now, why would the employer fire you? Well, the other thing that's happening, and, you know, maybe rightfully so, is employers are being held responsible for actions by their employees. So, like, for example, if somebody spits in your coffee from a fast food place, okay, you know, whoever hired that employee is taking some responsibility. But are we also putting too much responsibility on the company, such that this company, for this one listener, they fired them because they were like, look, I have no idea how responsible I'm later going to be, and the last thing I need is some news story out there saying an employee used the three-letter F word, and I'm now, and we're condoning it. So we're just going to have a no-tolerance policy so we don't get sued. So are we putting too much responsibility on employers to the fact that you guys are going to lose your job easier and easier and easier? Now, there's been a lot of discussion of the Subway Jared case, okay? Jared Fogle was the guy that lost a lot of weight with Subway, right? You know, the guy with the glasses, clean-cut individual. Okay, from what we understand, you know, he's made millions, okay, you know, being the front man for Subway. And I guess he had a foundation, and somebody, a part of his foundation, was into child porn. And then his, I guess, house got raided just this week. He was not arrested. I guess he was detained for a little bit. He was not arrested. Now, Subway Of course, everybody looks to Subway. He's the face of Subway. So Subway immediately, and I guess the news was bragging about how quickly Subway acted, Subway immediately dropped him, okay, or suspended that relationship for now. But then, we're starting to hear, like today, news reports, can Subway come back? Can, you know, has Subway lost their image? Has the first of all, we have no idea if Jared is even involved in child pornography. I have no idea what the raid was about. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. So we have no idea. But now Subway has to be in damage control. Because damage, remember, we are guilty until proven innocent. This is the world we live in now. So Subway has to try to look innocent and repair damage faster than anybody could imagine. And nobody's even guilty of anything yet. So all this talk, okay, can Subway repair the damage? Now, I mean, a lot of you guys are going to go to lunch, and you're going to go and eat lunch at Chipotle or Subway or do whatever the hell you have. I don't even think many of you guys know what's even going on with the whole Jared thing. Okay? You know, and let's say there is a connection between Jared and child pornography. I would probably say Subway probably needs to have a better choice of a front man and move on. Okay? I mean, was Subway involved in the child porn? No. Why should Subway suffer from this whole thing? Apparently, in this day and age, anybody related to anything is suffering. Will suffer. So here you are, a company, and you have an employee that does something that could, years down the line, haunt you in the media because you didn't act. Now, that's the other thing. That's really, because if you take a look and see what's going on in the media and why are these companies getting crucified, it's because they didn't act quickly. They didn't act quickly. They didn't fire quickly. They didn't do something quick enough. So now everybody is going to do something quick enough. Look at what happened with Donald Trump. Immediately companies were like, okay, you know what, I'm not going to work with Donald Trump. Now, he made that comment about the illegal immigrants. I'm not going to work with him. I'm not going to work with him. Now, whoever didn't drop him or didn't get the media attention that they dropped him, if they try to drop him later, people are going to say, why didn't you drop him immediately? Something's wrong. And then they get crucified. So right now, if you look at how businesses are running, are they running, you know, in terms of profit and loss? Are they running with customer care as a priority? What is the number one priority of these businesses? It's how they look in the media. So don't be surprised if you get fired. Don't be surprised if you see demographic shifts. I mean, whenever something happens in the news, your job can be at stake if your employers think you could be a company put on the news. And that's very frustrating for employees because they don't know what to do. Now, obviously, I've already trained you guys. Don't be saying inappropriate words or inappropriate sexual connotated jokes or expressions or stereotypical or racist expressions at work. That's a hands down. But, you know, realize it is a much different world right now. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't be, we'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a new study indicates that we are taller and we are smarter than our ancestors. I understand about the tall. I don't know about the smart. All right. This was a team of researchers at the University of Edinburgh. They studied about they looked at about 100 total studies over, I guess, I don't know how many years, discussing the details of 350,000 people from both rural and urban communities. And according to Dr. Peter Joshi from the University of Edinburgh's Usher Institute, says our research answered questions first posed by Darwin as to the benefits of genetic diversity. He goes on to say our next step will be to hone in on the specific parts of the genome that most benefit from diversity. What we didn't measure is what's happening in this generation factors that affected people's lives a year ago are very different today, and we are looking back over evolutionary times. So if you inherit, let's say, two identical defective genes from the mother and the father, you're going to reduce brain size and function. Why evolution has favored bigger brain size and higher cognitive function, we cannot say. There are several further avenues we may want to go down. We want to hone in on the genes and the genetic diversity. Okay? Again, it's hard because you're starting to get excited about what they're saying, and then all of a sudden they start to, you know, gook it all up with all these fancy schmancy words, and you're like, come on. All right, so, let me see. They say the study highlights the power of large-scale genetic analysis to uncover fundamental information. Okay, that's not what I want to know. Okay, I want to know a few things, okay? In practicality, are we really smarter than our ancestors? I don't think so. I think our survival instincts have been completely honed down to the point where I don't hear an animal coming. You know, I can't sense danger because I'm not in danger a lot of times, knock on wood. You know, yeah, I remember walking home at night from work at 11:30 at night, you know, in a bad part of town being nervous. I know that, you know, and I remember being nervous and that kind of thing. But, you know, I'm not doing that every day now. You know, I get into my car and I go home. Yet, you know, and in the olden days, caveman days, you had no idea if an animal was going to jump, you know, into your cave and try and eat you. Right? So you had to always think of protection. You had to always be aware. We're not doing that now. We're always staring at our smartphone. We're looking at ourselves. We're always concerned with ourselves. We're looking at the mirror. We're looking at our Facebook. We're looking at our phone. We're looking at our cubby. Okay? We're in a society now where you don't go into other people's business. You know, don't start touching your coworker or patting them on the back or touching their desktop and spreading germs. You say to yourself. Yet, you know, caveman days, you were like all over that little area, that all over that village, going, okay, let's protect this, let's protect this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to get water over here, we're going to do this over here. Okay, you were kind of all up into everybody's business there. Now, no. I'm just going to kind of be in my own little baby bubble. I don't know if that's a sign of intelligence or evolutionary advantage. I don't think so. Okay, what about food? You're hungry. You're going to go get something to eat. Okay, you're going to know how to kill an animal. You're going to have to learn how to attack an animal without you getting hurt. How to kill that animal, how to prepare that animal to eat that animal. You got to know a lot of stuff to be able to do that. You got to have a lot of skill. What do I have to do? Beep, 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 Pizza Hut. Yeah, I'd like a cheese. Well, this is difficult. This is difficult. Hold on. Bear with me. I think I want a cheese pizza. You want deep dish or thin? Ooh. You know what? Hold on. Hold on. Let me put you on multiple calls. Let me call my husband and see what he wants. Beep, 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 beep. You see what I mean? You're telling me that we're smarter than our prior ancestors? Now, subject always comes up in my family. You know, why did the Jews let themselves be rounded up, right, and go to the concentration camps? You know, you look at these pictures and you go, why the hell didn't they fight? Where's the storming? Where's the... Well, again, you got a whole bunch of soldiers out there pointing guns to your head and shooting the first couple people that try to fight them. Eddie Murphy, in his delirious video back in the 80s, had done a bit on this where he was talking about African-American and black slaves back in Civil War times, you know? You know, he said the same thing. You know, people were like, you know, say, yeah, I want to do that. You know, I would tell him that he could go blank my blank. Boom. They get, you know, killed or whatever. And then he's like, all right, you know what? I'll bail the cotton. I'll bail the cotton. He made a joke about that. He did that in his delirious bit where we don't understand what were the circumstances around there. You're getting killed. All right, the next person, you see the person in front of you get killed, the next person behind you is like, fine, I'll walk where you tell me to walk, just keep that gun away from me and my children. So that's not a sign of intelligence. You know? That's not a sign. So, taller? Yeah, I could see why people are taller. Okay, I mean, you know, if you go to a Titanic exhibit, they have a pair of men's pants. To me, it looks like the size pants my kids wore in the fourth grade. And that was a man's pants. Of course, people were smaller. You didn't have all the hormones in the food. Evolutionary advantage, you know. If women are choosing, women start to choose their mate. See, a long time ago, mates were chosen. In the olden days, women would choose the tallest and the hairiest and the most muscular, etc. But then marriages were arranged. Okay, so then you were being hooked up with somebody who had money or somebody who had a job or somebody that would be an alliance. So genes were not mixed that were of selective choices. They were, you know, they were more socioeconomic choices. Okay, so there, so we didn't get a lot of height type of evolutionary advantages or muscular type of advantages there. Then people start to have a choice. No, you're not going to arrange my marriage. I am going to marry who I want to. All right? I know my parents would have loved to arrange my marriage for me, but nope, sorry. So I chose Corey. Corey is tall, muscular, and sexy. So, you know, our kids are big and muscular. That's what happened. We got to choose. Not that I have any problem against a guy who's, you know, trust me, I've always had crushes on the Michael J. Fox and, you know, skinnier type of smaller guys. But when it came time to procreate, I wanted to know that my kid could wrestle a bear. And so I picked Corey. And for a variety of other reasons. He was the only one who actually was interested in me. So, I don't know. You know, my kids ask me, they go, you know, Mom, everybody says that our generation is stupid. That's not true, is it? And I go, no, your generation is not stupid. But they just don't have to work as hard as the previous generation. You know, do you guys even know grandma or aunt or cousin, you know, Jonathan's number? Do you know anybody's number? Do you have anybody's number memorized anymore? Do you, calculate? Do you know why the mathematics table or the periodic table or whatever exists? Or are you just memorizing things? You know, are you actually looking up a book or going through the Dewey Decimal System or looking through a thesaurus? Or are you just spell checking on your computer or a thesaurus checking on your computer? You're not using parts of the brain that we had to. And even we are not using those parts of the brain anymore. I don't have to know how to spell a word anymore, which means that part of the brain is not being utilized. So I don't know where we're going to go with this. And, yeah, that's a nice study, and that may make us feel good that we may be smarter. But I am very nervous that we are not utilizing the part of the brain that we should, and I am going to be very interested in the studies looking at that and dementia. Okay, you know how they say people who know more than two languages seem to be less likely to have dementia? Why? Because I guess they're using parts of the brain to, you know, as they're deciphering between different languages. You know, it would be interesting to see if this next computerized generation starts to see more of that or have more memory issues. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, wow, number of heroin users has risen over 300,000 in over a decade. Why? They say the biggest increase is among whites. They think it's because opioid painkillers are harder to get. And they're getting more expensive, that heroin is now cheaper. Can you believe that? The CDC released a report Tuesday It's based on the annual face-to-face surveys of about 67,000 Americans, which is the government's main source of data on the use of illegal drugs. And in recent studies, they say nearly 3 in every 1,000 Americans said they used heroin in the previous year. That's up from 2 per 1,000 about a decade ago, a 62% increase, which translates to hundreds of thousands more people. So it's not like they counted 1, 2, 3, and they go, okay, so all you guys are now on heroin, there we are, we're 300,000. It's an mathematical extrapolation. The findings mirror trends seen in earlier reports, which noted marked increases in heroin use in people who are white, living outside major cities. According to Catherine Keyes, a Columbia University epidemiologist, and the new report offers some more details about the people they're saying. It's doubled more in whites, and it seems to level off in other racial and ethnic groups. But it grew among different income levels and more so in women. They say it doubled in women. It was a much more dramatic rise in women than in men. For years, officials have focused on their worry of misuse of prescription opioid painkillers like Vicodin and OxyContin. And, and it's interesting. I had a patient yesterday. Go in, I don't understand this. I can't find a doctor who will give me my pain medicines. This is ridiculous. What's wrong with you guys? And I told him, I go, it's not what's wrong with us. And mind you, I'm on your side. I think it's frustrating that you can't have somebody manage your pain. But there are laws being passed. And there are regulations and rules that are trying to limit what we do. You know, there was a doctor that was recently arrested in my city, and some of the patients are already coming over trying to find other doctors, obviously, because he hasn't been practicing. And somebody came in with a very, very heavy narcotic and amphetamine salts, and they go, well, Dr. Dahlia Wax prescribed these for me. And my staff's like, she doesn't prescribe amphetamine, and, you know, she'll only prescribe painkillers, when she sees you, evaluate your body part, will provide pain medicine relief, but will probably want to get you under the care of, if it's an orthopedic issue, an orthopedist, pain management issue, pain management, etc. So, no, Dr. Dahlia does not do long-term. One, I'm not trained in it, okay? I mean, that wasn't my training. I was trained, more ER, urgent care, family practice. I was not, very, very successfully trained in long-term opioid management. And we also weren't trained, I could say my whole class, on what to do when you have certain state senators. Like, there's a Democratic state senator in my state who wanted to pass a law saying the doctor is going to have to pay for your rehab if you get addicted to any medicine they give you. So if you claim you got addicted to Z-Pak and you have to go into rehab therapy because you're addicted to your antibiotic, that doctor has to pay for rehab with how poorly written that bill was. So now you have doctors going, okay, what the hell is this? And you know what? I just don't write it. You know, I'm dealing with enough crap from Obamacare. I don't need some state senator saying I got to now pay for your rehab. Look, it's just not the medicine I practice. All right, I'll do your moles, I'll do your pap smears, but for pain management, sorry, you got to go to Dr. Jones over here. So here you are, running around, trying to find a doctor, and you're in major pain. And I asked this patient, it was kind of new to me, I go, okay, so you're here, who, obviously somebody gave you your pain medicine last time. Why don't you then just go back to that doctor? No, he's out of business. We don't know what happened to him. Maybe he got closed down because he was writing too many. So you have innocent people out there who have major pain that can't get treatment. And what's happening? They're turning to heroin. It's scary. The heroin death rate has quadrupled in over a decade, reaching nearly 8,300 in 2013, with most of the fatal overdoses involving other drugs at the same time. They say deaths involving opioid painkillers have been leveling off, but continue to be more common than heroin-related deaths. So I don't know what to tell you, but that is something that I've seen in my office. You have people coming in going, yeah, I got addicted to heroin, and now I'm in methadone. And I'm like, you're 23. How did this happen? I mean, you've been on this for years? How old did you start? It is a growing trend. I am not surprised by these numbers at all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, lots of hormones out there. Many of you guys concerned that certain hormones could put you at risk for cancer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, you know, rightfully so. You know, Women's Health Initiative came out in 2002 and said people taking estrogen and progesterone were more at risk for cancer. Scary stuff, all right? But then we get a study today coming out saying that breast cancer patients can benefit from having progesterone in their treatment. Tumors, a lot of the breast cancer tumors are fueled by estrogen, these estrogen receptor positive ones. So we could treat them by blocking estrogen and giving tamoxifen. But they say women whose tumors have progesterone receptors seem to have a better outlook. They say a team of scientists have revealed how the progesterone receptor talks to the estrogen receptor in breast cancer cells to change their behavior and then slow down tumor growth. So you see the progesterone's like, hey, calm down. I said calm down. Stop this crap. No more. And the estrogen receptor saying, what? And the progesterone's like, oh, no, you didn't. All right, I am going to kick him to the estrogen receptor. But listen to me. So maybe motivating and utilizing, you see what I mean? You see how that works? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so it's cheap, it's safe, it's widely available. This could be some pretty cool stuff. So when you're using progesterone, another hormone, to manipulate something else, and boy, can these female hormones be manipulative. Whoa, Nilly. They can manipulate the hell out of each other. And rightfully so. Look at what they have to deal with. I mean, it's a lot. Could be a possible, awesome way to treat breast cancer. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, there is an asbestos warning for kids, as apparently U.S. crayons, all right, are coming from China, appear to have cancer-causing chemical asbestos. Crayons affected include Disney, Mickey Mouse, Clubhouse, Nickelodeon, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, Saban, Power Rangers, Super Mega Force, that are made by AmScan, according to Daily Mail. They said of 28 okay, asbestos is, I guess, hold on a second, I'm having issues with my computer. Oh, come on. La, 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 la. La, la, la. Hold on a second. The computer is, you know what? Maybe this is made in China also. Okay, this is ridiculous. By the way, you know, we don't mean to rip on China products, guys, but come on. China, quit sending us products that later say that it's going to give our kids cancer. Apparently the samples contained asbestos and prolonged inhalation can cause, obviously, fatal asbestosis. They've been sold at Party City, Dollar Tree. 28 boxes of these crayons were tested, and 4 contained the asbestos. It was done by an environmental working group, and it's asbestos, 6 naturally occurring minerals. It's a set that has fibers and can cause some pretty major damage. I apologize, my computer. Again, I don't mean to rip on China products, but this is ridiculous, okay? And yes, I think my computer was made in China also. Come on, people. Really? You can't give us a product that works? This is stupid. Oh, well. Well, I guess that's what happens. All right. Then don't let your kids eat the crayons either. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you 2 new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these 2 remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.